Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, Dominica, to Dominica's most talked about talk show. This is the Hot Seat on Q95. 95.1, 95, or 97.5, 105.7. If you hate to love me, good morning. If you love to hate me, good morning. If you just love to love me, I love you too, all of you, all the same. Just about that time in the morning, 8:28. Sort of lingered this morning, given the tragic accident which took place on the weekend. Former national cricketer and footballer. Passing on after a tragic accident in the Makoshri area. On the line with me this morning, as we begin the talk, the leader of the United Workers' Party, Mr. Lennox Linton. Big day for the opposition tomorrow. It's budget day, if you will, for the opposition United Workers' Party. Lennox Linton is on the line to talk to us about that. Good morning, Lennox.
Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
All right. A little shock after the accident on the weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Can take everybody in shock on the weekend there.
I too, Matt, would like to extend my condolences to the family of Gifford Welch. Gifford Welch is someone I knew very well because I actually grew up in the same neighborhood like him, back of Public Works there, as we were going to school. And one of the gentlemen that I had the privilege of admiring his sporting talent, tremendous sporting talent. He, as you noted, he represented the island both in cricket and in football. But some of us who grew up in the area there were the ones who witnessed the early years of his talent and how it mushroomed on the national level to something really wonderful. But apart from the sports, Gifford Welch also played music, you know.
I heard that. Somebody mentioned this morning he played for Liquid Ice or something.
Yeah, he played rhythm guitar for Liquid Ice. So here you had a man who was engaged at building his skills in football, in cricket, doing his work at school, and still finding time to play in a band. He actually played rhythm guitar for Liquid Ice. Who's the leader, Tony Vamo, passed a couple of weeks ago. So it's a sad time. I was on the scene of the accident late in the early hours of the morning there on Saturday, coming into Sunday, and quite an experience. So my condolences to the family and to all those who feel his passing in a special way.
All right, Lennox, thank you very much. Tomorrow is a very a special day for the opposition United Workers' Party. You have dubbed it sort of budget day for the opposition. Explain that to us.
Budget night.
Budget night, sorry.
we will be taking the opportunity tomorrow evening to present our policy prescriptions for the economy that would take effect in 2014, 2015, should we become the government. You have to understand that we are in a campaign for the government of Dominica right now, and as we've been threatened for over a year now, the election could come at any time. So we wanted to be clear to the people of Dominica what is it we would do or what path we'd be pursuing in terms of reviving the economy of Dominica and getting it to a much better place than it is right now. What steps would be taken in that regard in the first year of 2014-2015. We may be called on to form the government within that first fiscal year, and we think it's important that people know what is it we're thinking? Where are our heads in terms of the economy and improvement of all those things that need to get better? So it will be a statement of economic policy. It will be a statement indicating what specifically we will do with initiatives like 5,000 jobs that we have promised will be delivered in the first 3 years of our administration. It will speak to taxation policy, how we intend to use that to create a better economic environment in Dominica. It will speak to the facilitation we are committed to do for the stakeholders in the economy, the players who are directly involved in industry, players who are directly involved in the tourism sector, in the agricultural sector, in the manufacturing sector, the players who we intend to attract into the renewable energy sector. And of course, we've spoken a lot about our cultural industries and the water industry. We will speak specifically to those as we renew, we rethink, and rebuild the economy. Our plan is to have a green economy that is vibrant, that is growing at about 5 to 7% per year, and capable of expanding jobs and opportunities for economic uplift in the country. That is the broad set of the statement that we'll make tomorrow night, and we're looking forward to it.
But tell me, what format will tomorrow night's activity take?
Well, as leader of the party, it falls to me to make the statement on behalf of United Workers Party Team Dominica. And we will have an opportunity for people to feedback and to tell us what they think and to hopefully answer their questions and deal with the comments, the observations that they may have.
Some are already suggesting that the intention is to take the wings out of the sail of the Prime Minister, who is expected to present the nation's budget on Wednesday.
Well, I don't know how we do that, Matt. The Prime Minister has been doing this for the past 10 years. There's no way that a first-time initiative like this could take wind out of the Prime Minister's sail. The Prime Minister has all the cards, the Prime Minister has all the government machinery available to him to develop his estimates and to help him craft his budget statement and so on. There are a few of us in this United Workers Party Team Dominica who have been, over the last few days, couple of weeks, putting our heads to what is it we are going to responsibly present to the people of Dominica as alternatives to what has been happening for the last 10 years that have not yielded the kind of results that Dominica needs. You have to remember that the Prime Minister sits on the Monetary Council of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. There's where they set policy for the economies of this region, and the Prime Minister has been doing that for the past 10 years. So he is a big player. He's supposed to know what he's talking about. I'm surprised that people would actually think that our presentation, just the presentation of our ideas, would upstage the Prime Minister. I'm very surprised to hear that.
Do we expect anything different in the national budget to be presented, or do you expect, as a party, anything different in Wednesday's budget to be presented by the Prime Minister?
Well, if you look at the pattern of budgets over the past 8 to 10 years, you would see a hodgepodge of ideas that are cut and pasted from one budget to the next as the government experiences difficulty of implementation, especially in terms of its public sector investment program. Yes, you've seen some roads built, you've seen some infrastructure work done, but the fundamental things that have to happen to secure a shift in the economic performance of Dominica for the better have not happened. We are lagging in foreign exchange earnings, we are last in tourism performance, we are last in export manufacturing performance, we are last in just about every critical area of economic development that you could think in the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union. And that has been the case, that has persisted for an entire decade. We need to do a lot better than we have been doing. And it's time for Dominica to start to address that. If the government is not going to address it, if the government is going to continue to hide behind the global financial crisis and to involve in this paralysis of action that prevents it from making corrections to what is a fundamental misunderstanding of the economy. You heard Ian Douglas last week, Matt, a minister of government responsible for one of the key growth engines, telling you that VAT is the backbone of the economy. And you don't need any more eloquent evidence than that, that this government is totally out to sea. When a minister can tell you that a tax is the backbone of the national economy, it simply means that the government is mistaking its revenue and expenditure performance for the economy of the country. And it doesn't get more pathetic than that. And these are the people who are responsible for the economy. That is why it is important for us to get out there and let the nation understand what is it we're going to do differently. And we'll do that tomorrow night.
Just before you go there, Lennox, I want you to listen to that statement here. This.
We must let Edison James, we must let Ron Green know that the system of politics is equal to terrorism. We must tell them that they are committing acts of political terrorism on the country that we love, the country of Dominica. We must let them know that just as Obama is going after Al-Qaeda, we will go after them. We must let them know that we had enough, and enough is enough. That we are tired, we had enough. And like Obama, going after Al-Qaeda brothers and sisters, whether they hide in Marigot, whether they hide in La Plaine, whether they hide in Salisbury, we Neboites are going after them. Because in the next election, just as in Grenada, where they won every seat, in Dominica, we are going for every seat in Dominica, brothers and sisters. So brothers and sisters, I want to say to you that we have to stand and fight for the good name of our country. We must bring an end to the terrorism of the United Workers' Party. We must bring an end to the terrorism of Q95. We must bring an end to the terrorism of Frank Baron Chronicle newspaper.
Did the police pursue Mr. Lennox Lawrence on this one?
I don't know, man. I know that I filed a written complaint with the police commissioner, Daniel Carbon, in March of 2013. That's more than a year ago. I understood that Mr. Lawrence may have been interviewed, and that is where the matter died. There was no charge brought against him. He was not arrested. He was not detained. There was no charge brought against him. The matter died. That letter of March 2013 clearly referenced incitement to murder. Because I felt at the time that what I was hearing was comments inciting the murder of Edison James, the murder of Ron Green, the murder of Spax John, at the very least, Hector Spax John, the Honorable of the Opposition, at the very least. We will go and look for them, whether they hide in La Plaine, that's Ron Green, whether they hide in Marigot, that's Edison James, whether they hide in Salisbury, that's Hector Spax John. And the names of Edison James and Ron Green were specifically mentioned. Reference was also made to ending the terrorism at Q95. The plan for ending the terrorism was to go after these so-called terrorists as Obama goes after Al-Qaeda. Obama doesn't go after Al-Qaeda to talk to them, you know. Obama doesn't go after Al-Qaeda to criticize them or to engage them in debate. The Obama administration goes after Al-Qaeda to wipe them out, to get rid of them. And so I'm surprised that you, Matt Peltier, as one of the key operatives at Q95, was not fearful of incitement of murder against you. I was a talk show host on Q95 at the time, hosting Between You and Me, and I felt that this guy was coming at people like me. But it seems that if you threaten three separate groups of people, the leadership and members of the United Workers' Party, the staffers at Q95, the owners and staffers at Q95, the owners and staffers at the Chronicle newspaper, then if you're inciting murder against these groups of people, it is not as serious as if you incite murder against one individual. That's what the police seem to be saying in their recent arrest of Danny Lugar. I'm not saying that Danny Lugar incited murder, because the comments were totally different. Danny Lugar was saying, if I was not A, however, I am, so that will not happen. Lennox Lawrence is saying, we are coming after you. We are going to get this done. We are going to take you out like Obama takes out Al-Qaeda. But that doesn't amount to incitement of murder. As far as the police is concerned, it is the statement that Danny Lugar made that does it. And you have to conclude from that.
It definitely sends the wrong signal as it relates to the law enforcement officers pursuing one set of people and totally, you know, ignoring others who have made similar statements.
Yeah, but what do you have here, Matt? You have the voice of Anthony Astafan, prominent in the media, instructing the police to go after Danny Lugay. You had the voice of Anthony Astafan, prominent in the media back in 2012, 2013, instructing the police to come after me for illegally disclosing confidential information held by the Integrity Commission for Roosevelt Skerritt. When he knew that that was not the case, when he knew what he had been involved in, and now that the police have found as a fact that it is Astafan who placed his prime minister's confidential IPO information in the public domain through an unauthorized third party, I want to hear what the police is going to say about this. I'm waiting, because it seems to me that somebody has to say something to me, Lennox Linton. I want to hear what the law enforcement is going to tell me after a gentleman involved himself in the public mischief of trying to take down an entire Integrity Commission and jail me for something that he is guilty of. So Matt, you see the double standard. When Anthony Astafan and the members of the cabal of Roosevelt Skerritt instruct the police do exactly what they want done, even though there may be no legal basis for doing it. When other people have concerns about the conduct of Labour Party operatives now, the police totally and absolutely ignores them. And this double standard cannot be allowed to continue. That is why change is a must, Matt. Change the bus so that the police will finally be able to do their work fairly and squarely, regardless of who is involved.
Lennox Linton, thank you very much. Interesting, huh?
We must let Edison James, we must let Ron Green know that the system of politics is equal to terrorism. We must tell them that they are committing acts of political terrorism on the country that we love, the country of Dominica. We must let them know that just as Obama is going after Al-Qaeda, we will go after them. We must let them know that we had enough, and enough is enough. That we are tired, we had enough. And like Obama, going after Al-Qaeda brothers and sisters, whether they hide in Marigot, whether they hide in La Plaine, whether they hide in Salisbury, we Labourites are going after them. Because in the next election, just as in Grenada, where they won every seat, in Dominica, we are going for every seat in Dominica, brothers and sisters. So, brothers and sisters, I want to say to you that we have to stand and fight for the good name of our country. We must bring an end to the terrorism of the United Workers' Party. We must bring an end to the terrorism of Q95. We must bring an end to the terrorism of Frank Baron Chronicle newspaper.
All right, Dominica, let's take your phone calls here. I know a number of you have been trying to call in. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, Matt. Morning. Hello.
Yes, go ahead. Hello.
Yes. Morning, Matt.
Good morning. Hello.
I'm saying that statement of Lennox, Lawrence, should not be let off the hook, because when you listen to the statement, really, and as Lennox Linton just said a while ago, Obama don't go to Al-Qaeda for discussion, for coffee, or for celebration. He goes to wipe them out because they are disturbing the peace and they are a threat to life and property and safety. Now, on the question of the integrity issue, I heard a clip in where the Prime Minister was saying that he was a victim. In fact, he made available his document, to the Integrity Commission, and it was in the public. And if it was the document of Edison James and so forth, then there would be hue and cry asking him to resign and so on and so forth. Now, when it turns out that Mr. Tony Astafan was the one who gave it to a third party, Mr. Skerritt, I understood, said that he's the one who authorized it to go to a third party. So when you come here as Prime Minister and play victim of that, your document was given to the Commission, and it was in the public domain, and you went there crying on radio and saying that you would have been asked to resign it, so you'd have done it, and all of a sudden it turned out that it's your lawyer who gave it to a third party. You said you would authorize it. So I think the Prime Minister owes it to the country to come and explain and to apologize to the country, and he owes it to the country to really say that he made a big blunder, and he's involved in something that was trying to bring down the commission and imprisoned Lennox Linton innocently, because the police went to Lennox's home and, you know, and such and so forth. So I think the Prime Minister owed it to the country to come out and explain to the country and apologize to the country on that behavior, because it's unbecoming of a leader of a country, of a Prime Minister of a country. Thank you very much.
Thank you too. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
I think the Prime Minister should resign. Because if you say whatever, like if it was Edison James and whatever, they would ask you to resign. But you name, you give whoever to put it out, your own business, you give it out. You know, that's a big, for me, self, this is a crime. This is a crime against your own self. You know, so I think that man should resign. Don't you honor everything and resign. Thank you.
Good morning, hello.
Yes, good morning, Matt.
Yes.
And how are you doing this
morning? Good, good.
Matt, you know, I say already, and I will say it again, Matt. Bad governance create terrorists. Because, Matt, you know, terrorists is not foolish people, you know, it's well-educated people. And when they see a government is really messing up their life, that is where they become terrorists. If you listen to Lennox Lawrence, Matt, I don't think what Danny Lugay said is any different than what Lennox Lawrence has said. But because he spoke on the behalf of the government, then he can go scot-free. But because Danny Lugay talked on the side of the opposition, then he was arrested, Matt. And, you know, it's a good thing that Dominican people, Matt, is a peace-loving nation. Because I don't think there is no part of the world that this Skerritt administration could be doing those kind of things and go scot-free with it. You know, because, I mean, come on. You know, politics is how they call it, a dirty game. But I think Danny Lugay have been the first political victim in this country. And for what? Things that he say that the government side have been saying plenty worse. So I am saying again, Matt, terrorists is not stupid people. Terrorists is people that are watching governance messing up their life, and they cannot do nothing about it, then they take to arms. And that is what is facing us in this country today. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Hey, next Matt. Year, VF Inc. Hello.
Matt, what are you doing?
Morning to you.
Okay, Matt, listening to Lennox Lawson's statement, Danny Lugay's statement. But all we can see, the law is based on one side. What is the difference between Lennox Lawrence's statement and Danny Lugay's statement, Matt? But Lennox Lawrence's statement is worse. So that's why, Matt, we cannot penalize Danny for his statement, because he is sent to be arrested, he is to arrest Lennox Lawrence likewise.
All right, caller. Good morning. Hello, 852.
Good morning, Matt.
To you, sir.
Yes, I will not lose focus there tomorrow night, again at the Hourglass of Culture at 8 o'clock. Everyone is invited to fill up the place to listen to, you know, the promise and plans that, you know, Nigel Workers Party.
I guess you must have heard it. Lennox Linton was just speaking to us about it.
Yes, but we seem not to be. We have to get it going. People must come out, and I just want to reiterate it again. But again, Matt, it seems to me, regarding or in relation to the IPO matter, it seems to me that the Prime Minister knows exactly what would have caused him to resign. You hear the first thing he said? it was he, Mr. Edison James's information that was leaked out, and it was he, they will ask him to resign. So he knows exactly the consequences of that kind of action. So he's saying, look, it is, if that such is the case that I would have leaked out my information and pretending not to know that, then I would have resigned. You know what is happening? Had Lennox not, you know, brought out that information, would have never known, you know, what the police would come up with. And because Lennox has brought it up, that you find that the police investigated and found out that it's Mr. Akhtarfan himself who leaked out that information. Now, after consulting the Prime Minister, the Prime Minister saying that Mr. Akhtarfan has his blessing to send all that information to a third party. Now that you know that, I agree with all of the callers who said that the Prime Minister owes the Dominican public an apology and failure to do so. In fact, whether he does it or not, whether he makes an apology, he needs to go. He needs to resign. That's unethical. Knowing that you know that you gave the man the authority, you say, to send that information out and claim that you don't know and attempting to arrest a man innocently for what he has not done, I mean, that's a disgraceful act. And Matt, we played that song, Hollywood. Remember that Hollywood song by Bouplé, written by Patty Ross? Play that song, Matt. You will get the message of Hollywood in Dominica. Have a good morning and thanks for your
time. Have a good morning too. Hello.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning to you.
I'm calling on us as a people, as a country, as a nation, to praise Psalm 37. Thank you.
Thank you. Somebody asking us to praise Psalm 37 here. Good morning. Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good.
Matt, good morning to your listeners. Matt, first of all, Matt, let us deal with the question of this budget, Matt. Matt, you know that every budget year, they have been calling on the opposition to present their budget. Why don't they present a budget, Matt?
Yes, I'm listening.
Now that they are presenting a budget, Matt, they have a problem with it. Matt, what is wrong with some of these labor rights, Matt? They ask Lennox to get in the ring. When you get in the ring, they have a problem. They ask people to do things. When you do it, they have a problem with it. What is their problem? Secondly, Matt, it is not surprising that Mr. Anthony Akhtarfan decides to blame Lennox and members of the IPO Commission for something that he himself had did. It is his practice. It is his habit. He did the same thing when he defrauded the National Bank. He tried to blame it on a dead colleague who could not defend himself. So, Matt, this is the modus of Anthony Akhtarfan, in addition to wanting to destroy the children of black people in Dominica, the children who choose not to work on his father's plantation as drivers and slaves, the people who decide to run away from the plantation, from his father's plantation that he left for him, and go into the hills like Bala and Kongore and Seseru and fight for the people in this country. He's upset about that. So his motive to destroy them at any cost. They are slave children who give them the right to be educated. Matt, you know at one time it was illegal in the United States for black people to be educated? Well, this is Anthony Akhtarfan, the real slave master. Now, this is a man.
Are you suggesting that Mr. Akhtarfan does not want people to be educated? I haven't heard him say, you know, suggest that. I'm just asking the question here.
Well, Matt, if you listen to his speech, when he calls, could you imagine him calling Joshua Francis, Ronald Charles, Isaac Baptist, Joseph, my other friend there, Mosope's son, Dunce? Matt, how, a man with a degree in engineering, you a man who failed first year and second year law, calling him Dunce, a man who was never known to be bright at school, calling a man with a degree in engineering.
But how do you know he was never bright at school? Do you have the certificates to present that?
How do you mean how I know?
No, I'm not asking you to answer me for a question. I'm asking you to answer me. That's basically what I'm asking.
He failed first.
All right, you know that. I'm saying, well, can you present that? That's all I'm asking. We're not making noise. 8:57, good morning. Hello, good morning, talk man. To me. Think about what you said before you say what you say. Good morning.
Hey, morning, man.
Yes, hello.
What's the weekend, sir?
Good, how are you?
Right, I will, thanks.
Yeah.
When we're talking all that nonsense about the politics of the... You didn't see how much sex it goes up to Friad?
the sexy girls. I wasn't at Sufria, so I wouldn't know what Sufria had. Okay, sir? 8:57, good morning. We're talking politics, you're talking sexy girls. We're going to take a break and come back. This is the Hot Seat. We're coming back.
Saturday, August 2nd, 2014, Arawak House of Culture, 8 p.m. 7 beautiful, gorgeous, and talented plus-size ladies. One night of plus-size talent, glamour, and pageantry. The Miss Pleasantly Plump and Beautiful Pageant, featuring Rita Shillingford, representing Funkele and Loda, Desra Jude of Point Michelle, Diane Benjamin of Jimmit, Tawana Paris of Bath Estate, Jemima Moses of Granby, Gatina Darrow of Pirit Savan, and Kaishma Victor of Salisbury. Get your tickets now at the Glam and Bullseye Pharmacy, only $50. Special thanks to Neo Expression, Business Training Center, Lime, Value Every Moment, Deepex, Dominica National Petroleum Company Limited, Catronics, Dr. Kenneth Darrow, ComCTV, J&M Projections, Better You Detox Plus Center, staff of Going Places Travel, The Glam, Dominica Beauty and Fashion Association, Q95 FM Radio, Petro Caribe, Makeup with an Attitude, and QB Rentals. The Miss Pleasantly Plump and Beautiful Pageant, Saturday, August 2nd, 8 p.m. at the Arawak House of Culture. It will be an unforgettable experience.
Do you remember the Fort Young Hotels, a summer splash of back in the day? Guess what? Guess what? They are back. Every Saturday from July 5th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Come line with us for an enjoyable experience with delicious food, drinks, and great company at Summer Splash. Entry fee only $15 with a complimentary drink up until 3 p.m. for Summer Splash at the Fort Young Hotel. Indulge in our flavor-filled rum punch, party with Dominica's hottest DJs and live bands every single weekend. While you're there, don't forget to ask about the summer staycation rates on a romance getaway, sneak away, or a family weekend getaway. Call 448-5000 for more information. Sizzle this summer with the Fort Young Hotel.
This Summer Splash is brought to you through the kind compliments of
Kubli, Land, Value Every Moment, Fine Foods, Smirnoff, Johnny Walker, Wabade Rum, El Dorado, and 365 MMP.
Pizza Hut Delivery has a lunchtime meal that's enjoyable and perfect for your pocket. Try any one of our three delicious calzones. Chicken bacon mushroom, chicken buffalo, or supreme for only $14.75 each. Or get yourself a Hut Combo, which includes a 6-inch personal pan pizza, potato wedges, and a drink for just $15. Wow! What a great deal for lunch. Get a Hut Combo, only available from Monday to Saturday, or a delicious calzone any day. And enjoy! Call to order 617-7777 or WhatsApp at 276-0322 and have it delivered in 30 minutes or pick it up in 10. Pizza Hut Delivery, making lunchtime great!
Have no fear?
Yay! Summer is here!
Let BF Inc. bring fun and cheer.
The U Series, great for you and all the friends of your crew.
July 28th to August 2, there is so much you can do.
Sports and arts, and dance the day long. Public speaking, maths, learn to write a song.
Indian River boat ride and hike to end. So come along and bring a friend.
Fun, and friends galore. VF Inc., giving youth empowerment and more.
Have no fear?
Yay! Summer is here.
Let VF Inc. bring fun and cheer.
The U Series, great for you and all the friends of your crew.
July 28th to August 2, there is so much you can do.
Sports and arts, and dance the day long. Public speaking, maths, learn to write a song.
Indian River boat ride and hike to end. So come along and bring a friend.
Fun, and friends galore. VF Inc., giving youth empowerment and more.
All right, Dominica, we're joining VF Inc. For a few minutes here. And before I do, I'm going to play this prayer because somebody special is in the house this
morning. O most mighty and amazing Father, thank you for the gift of health and strength to do your will this day and every other day. Thank you for the glowing sun, the gentle blowing breeze. Thank you for the rain, which too helps to nourish your soil. You know, O Father, that at this time, the farmers are calling out to you for an improvement in agriculture. And so I ask of you, Father, to listen to their voices and bring answers to their prayers. Give to them the strength and the health and the courage to continue doing what they love to do best. This farming job is not an easy one, and with it comes so many challenges, ups and downs and highs and lows. But you can be the source of their strength to see them through any and everything. Multiply the production on their estates and walk with them step by step and hand in hand in the most beautiful and wonderful ways. Lord, they love you. They need you. Let them not give up the habit of working together with you, O Father. Amen.
Amen. Little miracle. Are you going to say a prayer for us here tomorrow, this morning?
Oh, you want me to say a prayer for you?
And for us.
For
all
us.
Of us in
okay,
here.
For us.
All right, let's do that.
Father God, I want to thank you for this beautiful day which you have created for us. Thank you for providing us with sight to see the beautiful birds, with ears to hear the beautiful voices of Mr. Matt and my mother and Miss Henry. Lord, I ask you to bless us, Lord. Bless us as a country and bless us as individuals. Lord, I ask you to guide us, Lord, to help us make the right decisions in life. Lord, I pray for all those who are sick, all those who may have chikungunya. Lord, I pray that you will heal their bones, Jesus, and renew their spirits, Father God. I pray that you will help them to feel once more alive and happy, Lord. Father God, I pray for all those who are not in the best of mood today, for those who are sad, for those who are weary, Lord. I pray that you allow them to feel better, Lord. Breathe in happiness into their lungs, Jesus. Father God, I want to thank you for this opportunity to be here with Mr. Matt and everyone who is in this studio today. Lord, you may not have been able to give me everything, Lord, but you have given me the most important things which I have needed. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, for allowing Dominica to be a wonderful country, Jesus. I ask you to bless each and every one of the individuals and the wonderful patriots and citizens of this country. Father God, I pray that you forgive us for all of the bad things which you have done, Father God. Sometimes we may have said things to other people who are not very nice. We may have forgotten to pray once and again, Jesus. We may have even forgotten you, Jesus. But Lord, I ask you to forgive us. I ask you to open your hands once more to us, Jesus, and to bring us back as your child, as your children, Father God. Oh Lord, I pray that when judgment day comes, Jesus, that all of us will be saved and that we'll end up in paradise where there will be no suffering, Jesus, no pain. I pray that everyone today who is listening to this station will have a wonderful day, Jesus. And I want to thank you, Lord, for the big things and for the little things which you have done for us. Oh Lord, I want to thank you. In your name I say and pray, Father God, with all my might. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You see why I needed that prayer?
Indeed. That's a powerful, powerful prayer.
Wow.
She's a very talented young woman. I know she has. She's blessed.
She is blessed.
She is truly
Thank
blessed.
You.
And she is, you know, the Spirit of God is on her. It's
and you know, and say in spite of the challenges that she faced.
Yes.
She seemed to have so much courage.
She does. I mean, you don't even know she has any challenge at all. Because her whole spirit is such an indomitable spirit. And I think a lot of credit also goes to her mother, who, you know...
is standing right there.
Standing right seating. There, who's always there, who is... And, you know, who just has such a wonderful disposition. You know, it's amazing. I'm blessed to have them in my life.
And she's part of VF Inc. Summer Series.
Yes, indeed. And in fact, today it's her show. It's not mine. I'm just here. All I'm here to do is to call out the list of the sponsors, the volunteers, the collaborators and others. But all of it, the rest is hers to do. You know, she and her mother, Miss Vilna Pinard. This is Miss, for those of you who may not have known or recognized the voice, this was Miss Milagro Chalamine. One of our VF Inc. Past students and who will be again, who's registered again for this year and her mom there in the studio with us. She's going to talk to us about her own experience of last year. Her mom will talk to us about why she, you know, she's chosen VFNQ series. And all I am doing is just thanking our sponsors, volunteers, and so on.
All right, well, let's talk. I call her Miracle.
Yes. Indeed.
The world knows her as Miracle.
Yes.
Thus, it's much easier to remember.
Yes, it is. But you were in the, of course, youth series last year.
Yes, last year. Well, I will talk to you about my experience last year.
All right, let's talk about that.
I was a student at the VF Inc. Youth Summer Series last year, which was 2013. And I must say that I really want to congratulate the staff of VF Inc. and Ms. Henry for making me feel like part of their family. The first day that I went to the VF Inc. in Goodwill, near the Goodwill Parish, I was a bit, I wouldn't say scared, but I was a bit shy, and I wasn't really sure what to expect because the only person who I knew at VF Inc. was myself. And when I went, I didn't speak to a lot of people and I didn't really know how to approach others. But when I went to register my name, I saw Miss Henry give me a smile. And I felt so happy, so warm, so excited that I even had to remind myself, Mila girl, stop smiling a little because my cheeks are starting to hurt. And she didn't speak to me as yet, but I knew that from that smile, it wasn't any regular smile. You know some smiles, when they smile at you, you feel warm inside. And I said to myself, Mila girl, you're going to have the time of your life. And by the second day, I was ready to go and I was excited. I learned many different skills, which also helps me, and I'm sure that it helped other students, other children at the VF Inc. summer program. For example, I learned how to draw because I didn't say learn how to draw, but I learned different techniques of drawing. And since I'm a person who I love to draw, when I'm frustrated, I draw, when I'm happy, I draw, when I'm feeling to be creative, I draw. So I'm always drawing. And when I heard that there was a program to draw, I was like, serious? And then my teacher taught me different techniques. For example, things that I would have taken, for example, a flower. Maybe I would have taken probably an hour to draw this beautiful image of a flower. But my teacher taught me to draw a flower in like 15 minutes, and it came out even more beautiful than I expected. Imagine, it came out so well. My teacher taught me so well. When I drew it, my uncle said, what? Give it to me. I'm going to frame it. And I was very proud of myself. I'm very proud of my teacher for sharing her creativity with me. Also, I learned how to make bracelets, and that was very nice because sometimes, you know, things are hard and you don't always have, you know, a lot of jewelry. So you're able to make your own jewelry and you can be able to tell your friends, hey, I learned how to make jewelry. And you know what? You can have one if you want. I can make one for you. And that was really nice of them. And a lot of children enjoyed that. Also, we had poetry, and that really helped when it came to school. Because as everyone knows, when it comes to literature, it involves a lot of writing. And when you write, it builds up your creativity and also your self-esteem. Because when you write, you're able to express yourself and feelings that you might not have portrayed to different people. And then when you go in front of the class, you feel confident enough that what you have written is beautiful and you just want to share it with the world. Also, we did exercise, and that was very good because most teenagers struggle with obesity. And I think that really helped them. Also, we did dancing, and that was really fun because, you know, it wasn't really about saying, well, do this so. We were just what you consider freestyling. So you were your own person. You could do whatever movement you want, and we felt really comfortable. I felt really comfortable. Also, I just had a great time, and I just felt so loved. I felt like everyone was my family, and especially since I have a disability, I didn't to say feel uncomfortable. I felt in my own surrounding, I felt like I was one of them. And Sometimes I even forgot that I have a disability. And also, I enjoyed the trips. We went to a farm and we drank lemon tea and we ate guavas and we saw pickles. And I got the biggest guava. And I really like fruits. So that was a really good thing for me. I was really happy. And I must say that I was even surprised because I wasn't expecting lemon tea to be so delicious. And what my favorite part of VF Inc. was snack time. And lunchtime and late snack time because there we got to eat and it was really nice. I mean, although I enjoyed my time, but I was like, oh God, please let that bell ring. I just want to have my snack. And for those I know about, most children, they like potato salad and fried chicken. And I think that it's really nice that it really helps also the parents because in other summer schools, you'd maybe have to get up, you know, wake up, make breakfast, plus you still have to make snack, and then maybe you'd run a little late because you still have to catch the bus and then there's traffic. But I think that what VF Inc. did, they helped a lot. So, you know, you just have your breakfast at home and then you'd come and everything would be prepared for you. Also, we got our bags, we got our books, we got our pens, and we also got motivational speeches. And we had prisoners come to speak to us, telling us, you know, sometimes we might be influenced by peers or influenced by others or even by the television. And sometimes the choices that you make are not the best choices. So we have to try to do the best that we can while we're still young and still in the age where we can make a difference in the world. Because as Michael Jackson says in his song, we are the future because we are the ones to, you know, really make a change in life. And we had police officers talking to us about, you know, being safe. You know, don't walk on the street. If you're walking at late hours of the night, make sure you're with a friend just for safety precautions. We also learned different techniques, you know. We learned a little bit of karate, self-defense. That was really cool. And what else did we learn? Yes, we learned how to deal with social problems and the opposite sex, because at the age of adolescence, we really come aware of the opposite sex. And I mean, it's something normal. I mean, we're growing. And it really taught us how to adjust to that. And they also taught us how to deal with certain problems. For example, if, let's say, Mr. Peltier, example, I might say something that might not make you very happy. Well, other times you can just come and say, well, Miracle or Milagro, I don't like you, and what you told me, I just don't like you, and girl, and get all fussed up, you know. You come and you have a seat with me as my peer. Well, you're not my peer, but if you were to say my peer,
it's an example.
Yeah, just an example.
Mm-hmm.
And you will sit down and say, you know, what you said to me, it wasn't really nice and I didn't really appreciate it. And when you do that, it also helps you to cooperate, because where you're talking and you're having an appropriate conversation with the person, and the person might tell you, you know, well, I'm sorry, it's not my fault, I was having a rough day. And that is much better than just getting angry. And it not only frustrates you, but it frustrates the other person. And I think that it was a really good experience, and that it really helped me to discover myself also.
Well, let me just ask a question here.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Me? I'm 13 years old, Mr. Peltier.
Oh, my God.
She sounds like she's much older, right? Even
she's
the
so,
confidence.
Yeah,
the
maturity.
The maturity is just amazing. I'm really blown away by Miss Milagro, to be honest.
Let me ask your mom, why did she decide to send you back to, you know, VF Inc. Summer School 2014?
I mean, do I really have to answer this question?
you're right about asking me that question, because she said it all.
She did. She did say it all. I mean, I was not part of the summer series, but I lived every experience that she did. I ran. I was at the farm when she went, because when she comes home, she has stories. Sometimes I have to tell her, look, let me get what I'm doing out of the way, because the stories are endless, they're exciting, and I really want to hear it, but I want to give her that bit of attention, because, I mean, she's a drama. I mean, when she makes you relive all of her experiences.
Is she like that at home?
She is that plus. Sometimes I have to say to her, just cool down a little, you know, but it's nice. It is nice. for me, I was very happy. There's so much about VF Inc. You know, it's not just coming on the radio and speak about a summer youth series. When I got there, because I always take her to and from everything, when I got there, I was especially happy with the adult supervision. Because a lot of time you go out there to the summer schools, you drop your children, and then you see one, two children or adults, maybe just a little older than your children themselves. But when I went there, when I got there last year, the presence of the adult was ever constant. You know, it was constant. Imagine, she was so well looked after. And like she says, it's a family thing, because there were days when I actually came early just to monitor what was going on and just to enjoy certain things that the children were enjoying. That there was this one security guy, and he paid so much close attention to not just about everybody, that at some point the people were saying, that's your daddy. And that's nice, because as a parent, when you're home or when you're at work and you send your child or your children or your son, your daughter out, you want to know that wherever you have your children, it is a safe environment. She got to do a lot of the things that she loves, because she loves to dance, and maybe she loves freestyling, and I tell you, she appreciated that very much. She said to me that she got to eat her favorite guava, or a guava cherry, something she had never experienced before. So even before VF Inc. came on board, I heard many announcements of other summer programs, but I wasn't interested, because I wanted her to relive that experience again with VF Inc. And I was saying, but VF Inc. doesn't have anything this year, man. So I was so happy when Miss Henry and her group came to say that, look, there is something, it is just for 1 week. And I said to Miss Henry, you know, I wish that could go on forever, because the children are having a lot of fun. They're in a safe environment. They're eating healthy. And when they come home, they have so much to see.
What an experience. Now, everybody's asking me, I just looked at my cell phone, Matt, how old is this young lady? She's so eloquent all over the world. So I just want to say congratulations to you. Valdo, what time has come and gone. I've even given you extra time this morning.
You did, Matt? Yeah. Sure, I am missing 3 minutes to my 15 minutes. Let me do my thank you. Yes, indeed. And I just want to thank Lager and, you know, Mrs. Pinard. And last week we had, you know, Frederick O'Reilly with us too. You know, because, you know, it's nice to hear it from me, but I think it's also better to hear it from the people who have experienced it, the parents and so on. And, you know, that's something I've always said. And when I, you know, heard Miss Ampina talked about, you know, what was adult supervision, I always say one of the things that I take so seriously is the fact that the parents have entrusted their children in our care. I do not take that lightly. At VF Inc., we do not take that lightly. And that's a message I send out to everybody, the facilitators, the volunteers, the security guard, the caterers, everyone. And so I just want to give my rundown, my list of my sponsors, because without whom it would be almost impossible to do it at $100. And so I want to thank the National Bank of Dominica, Gentiles Funeral Services, Banana Tree Restaurant, Guiav Restaurant Patisserie and Catering Services, Ruben's Bakery, Choices, Green's Wholesale Limited, Malcolm Stevens and Sons Limited, First Caribbean International Bank Limited, Royal Bank of Canada, Springfield Trading, Horizon Promos, J.R. Stephan and Company Limited, National Development Foundation of Dominica, Fine Foods Inc., Dominica Brewery and Beverages Limited, and Doasco. These are our 17 sponsors so far. We're still waiting on a few more to say yes. We also have a few collaborators, as I call them. These are people, the companies who send their students, their scholarship students to us, and who offer other form of assistance, like Doasco and so on. So we have Dominica Fire Services, Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, Domlec, Doasco, Dominica Cooperative Societies League, West Coast Cooperative Credit Union, Dexia, Makeup with Attitude, Julia Pioche, Kenneth Masjohn, Quicklin's Production, Cobra Tours, and Roses and Funds.
Well, but let me ask, because for some reason, I don't know if we've touched it this year, even my friend in Dale Dangleben sometime last year, yes, sponsored a few students.
Yes.
Is that still available?
That is still available. In fact, what we say to persons, you know, sponsor a child in your community, come and sponsor. And so we have had some persons who have contributed money to sponsor some children, who have come in to sponsor some children. But most of them want to remain anonymous, and so we respect that. But that is something that's available, because, you know, we always have more children who want to register than there are funds to pay. And so we too at VF Inc., we always give a few free places. We encourage even employers. We say, see that as a reward, as part of your reward and recognition for your employees to recognize their children. We say to people in the community, you know, there are some children, especially children who, you know, whose parents are having a difficult time or who are having a difficult time. That is an opportunity to give them to experience something. And one of the groups that do that well, and I know they called in on Friday just before I was leaving the office, you have the Mayor group, you know, Michelle, you know, I think she was a Peace Corps, who lives there, and she has been organizing, you know, the group with the parents of Vermeer. And so last year we had maybe a group of 18 or 20 children from that community, and this year, you know, they are back again.
Miracle, the final parting words are yours.
Yes.
I would just like to say to my Haitian friends out there who might not be able, you know, to speak the English like us, and to, you know, any tourists who is visiting Dominica, I'd just like to say to them, just explain it once more in French for them, if that's okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Si vous voulez emmener votre enfant quelque part, tu sais, pour l'été, vous pouvez l'emmener à la VF Inc. program. Puisqu'on va faire beaucoup de choses, on va faire du coloriage, on va faire de la poésie. Et puis vous pouvez les emmener, vous allez pas le regretter. Et puis tu sais, c'est quelque chose de très bien, puisqu'ils vont pouvoir s'exprimer très bien. Et puis je veux juste vous dire que ça commence le 28 août, et puis ça finit, non, le 28 juillet. Et puis ça finit le 2 août. Alors si vous voulez emmener votre enfant, ça... Alors c'est l'âge 10 à 19. Alors vous pouvez emmener votre enfant, et puis crois-moi, vous n'allez pas le regretter. Merci.
Our future is bright here.
Indeed.
9:24, folks. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Wonderful. Thank you,
Dominica. Oh, don't you worry. God. Our future is bright.
9:24. Future is really bright.
Summer is here. Let VF Inc. bring fun and cheer. The youth series, great for you and all the friends of your crew. July 28th to August 2. There is so much you can do. Sports and arts and dance the day long. Public speaking, math,
hello,
to write a song. Indian River boat ride and hike to end. So come along and bring a friend. Fun, and friends galore. VF Inc. giving youth empowerment and more. Have no fear? Yay! Summer is here. Let VF Inc. bring fun and cheer. The youth series, great for you and all the friends of your crew. July 28th to August 2. There is so much you can do. Sports and arts and dance the day long. Public speaking, math, learn to write a song. Indian River boat ride and hike to end. So come along and bring a friend. Fun, and friends galore. VF Inc. giving youth empowerment and more.
I know, and now we're taking a cruise of the cruise planners this morning. They were here with us last week and they're back again. I'm sure a lot of people are now inquiring about the upcoming cruise. A cruise is coming up in December and beyond that as well. Good morning to you,
Pam.
Good
morning, Matt. How are you today?
Good. Everything good?
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Matt, people inquiring?
Oh, a lot, as usual. Matt, today we have such a special, extra special option. Last week we highlighted our option for the Caribbean. Today we're highlighting our option for Europe. The places we are visiting in Europe, we go to Paris, we go to Greece, Santorini, Greece, we go to Barcelona, Spain. We're visiting the Eternal City of Rome, the floating city of Venice, we're going to the French Riviera, to Cannes and Saint-Tropez and Monaco. Matt, this opportunity is not to be missed.
I want you to take your time, because as you call out the cities in Europe and beyond, you just feel like you're already on the cruise. Can you call them out again?
Yes, I will. The Eternal City of Rome, we know that the Vatican is major there. We have the floating city of Venice. I'm not sure if our listeners would know that, Matt, that Venice uses the canals and boats like we use the roads and cars in the Caribbean. So this is really an unforgettable experience. We have the French Riviera. We go to Cannes and to Saint-Tropez and to Monaco and Monte Carlo and Barcelona, Spain, and the beautiful city of Paris.
Paris. See Paris and die, huh?
Yes, but for us, it's see Paris and see other places in Europe.
Some people might say, well, see Paris, but see Dominica first. Yes. It's okay. But, you know, every time you bring those names up, people wonder, now, this is going to cost me a ton of money.
Well, it does cost a lot of money if you do it other than using the services of the cruise planners. Matt, as I've said before, we are able to plan vacations that give our clients an authentic, unforgettable experience at a price that is unbelievable. That tour is inclusive of hotel, airfare, five-star accommodations, luxury coaches, and the beautiful cities of Europe for only US$3,995.
$3,995.
Absolutely.
For all these cities.
Isn't that amazing, Matt? And this can only happen with the cruise planners.
All right. And on what time do you...
We're leaving in May, and May is actually the cheapest month for travel in Europe. It is also the month that is just getting into the summer, so it's comfortable, it's cool. The airfares are better. May is the month for that unforgettable experience. Again, our clients can call us for more information at 255-1104. And don't forget, we have a payment plan for that unforgettable experience.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back. When we come back, we'll tell you more.
Energy giving. Enhance your living.
Are you struggling to keep up with a physically demanding lifestyle? Then reboost your energy and stamina with Multibionta Activate, a high-performance once-a-day multivitamin with ginseng, CoQ10, and probiotics. The triple-action formula has been proven to maintain a healthy immune and digestive system. So, don't let illnesses, stress, and infections crash your body. Choose Multibionta Activate from 7Cs today and get back to a healthier, fitter you.
Multibionta
Activate.
Combat the flu season with 7Cs.
Vitamin C.
Hallaborange Effervescent.
Hallaborange.
Hallaborange by 7Cs is the best tasting way to get your daily dose of vitamin C. Get it in delicious orange, lemon, and sugar-free black currant. Each effervescent tablet provides 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. That's equivalent to 12 oranges. Fight colds and flu. Take Hallaborange by 7Cs today.
Hallaborange.
All right, good morning. Good morning. On the telephone, somebody's here. Oh, I guess you. You may want to call back. I suspect you want to ask our folk there a question about the big cruise coming up. Feel free to call 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097. Planning a big cruise? Well, dude with cruise planners right here in Dominique. I know we're talking about Europe, but people were still inquiring about last week's drop there as it relates to the Caribbean cruise. Mm-hmm. Can you revisit that for me, please?
Absolutely. Matt, last week, as I said, we highlighted the Caribbean option. Well, that cruise departs out of Martinique. It's a no-visa cruise. You only need a valid passport and travel insurance. You go from Martinique to St. Lucia to Guadeloupe to Antigua to Tortola to St. Martin and to La Romana, which is an island off Santo Domingo. And you know, Matt, the Caribbean is always beautiful to visit. We live in the Caribbean, we're familiar with the Caribbean, but Europe offers an experience that is second to none. So you can cruise the Caribbean, but also consider cruising Europe as one of your options as well.
And if you have the time, you can do two.
Absolutely, you can do three and four, because we have them all over the world, Matt. Anywhere a plane can land, anywhere a boat can go, anywhere there's road to travel, cruise planners decided Dominica can plan a vacation for you.
Okay, so if you said that you could actually, you know, pay it when you can, if you
yes.
will.
Yes, this is very important for our clients to understand, Matt. We have a payment plan at Whitchurch where you can make your deposit, sit with us, we give you the total amount, and we discuss with you what works better for you every month. Not everybody have all of the money at one time, so we give you an opportunity to get a cruise with as little as you have for as long as you can pay. There is absolutely no excuse. If you want to cruise, we can get you there.
All right. It's 9:32. We have a telephone call. Are you there? Uh-oh. Call me back.
Vitamin C.
Halib Orange, effervescent.
Halib Orange.
Halib Orange by 7 Seas is the best tasting way to get your daily dose of vitamin C. Get it in delicious orange, lemon, and sugar-free black currant. Each effervescent tablet provides 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. That's equivalent to 12 oranges. Fight colds and flu. Take Halib Orange by 7 Seas today.
Halib Orange, vitamin C.
It's the tastier way to boost your immunity.
Combat the flu season with 7 Seas.
Start your day the right way with 7 Seas.
Start your day the right way. Trust in the timeless tradition of 7 Seas Cod Liver Oil. 7 Seas Cod Liver Oil is a rich, natural source of omega-3, giving you the essential nutrients needed to promote good health and help make sure you're looking and feeling your very best. Whether it's one a day, high strength, or traditional, with 7 Seas Cod Liver Oil, you start your day the right way.
Start your day the right way with 7 Seas.
All right, good morning. Taking a few phone calls here before we wrap it up for the cruise planners. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I'm calling from St. Martin.
Okay.
And I'm calling to extend birthday greetings to my son who is way up in Canada.
All right. What's his name?
All the best and all God's blessing with him. It's coming from his mother, Clemencia. His sister, Veronique, and also his niece, Ava, all up in St. Martin.
All right, thank you very much. But our above the lines passed a way time, a long time ago. I guess it just allowed this one to come in. All right, good morning again. We're talking to cruise planners this morning out of HHV Whitchurch and Company Limited. That's where it's happening. Call, let me give you the numbers again. Let's give them the number.
55-1104 for further information.
Okay, before we go, let's talk about the many stops on that cruise.
Yes, Matt, we're going to Paris, we're going to Rome, we're going to Barcelona, Spain, we're going to Monte Carlo, Monaco, Cannes in the French Riviera, we're going to Split in Croatia, we're going to Venice, all over Europe for a wonderful price of US$3,995. Remember, we have payment options available for you. Give us a call at 255-1104 for an authentic European experience.
So you get to Martinique first?
We travel to Martinique on the ferry and we take Air France or Air Caribbean from Martinique to Paris. We fly from Paris to Barcelona. We overnight in a 5-star hotel. We depart from Barcelona for 9 days to Venice. We overnight in Venice, fly back to Paris, come back home.
Wow. What an experience there. $3,995
only, Matt, remember. Only with the Silent Dominica cruise planners. It is not possible with anybody else.
Okay, so call in again and find out. And the cruise is somewhere in May.
May.
Okay.
2015.
We'll be talking to you soon. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for your time, Matt. Thank you for the listeners.
All right, thank you very much.
Start your day the right way with 7 Seas.
Start your day the right way. Trust in the timeless tradition of 7 Seas Cod Liver Oil. 7 Seas Cod Liver Oil is a rich, natural source of omega-3, giving you the essential nutrients needed to promote good health and help make sure you're looking and feeling your very best. Whether it's one a day, high strength, or traditional, with 7 Seas Cod Liver Oil, you start your day the right way.
Start your day the right way with 7 Seas.
Combat the flu season with 7 Seas.
It's Scarlet Royal Challenge.
Do you remember the Fortune Hotel, the summer splash of back in the day? Guess what? Back. Every Saturday from July 5th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Come line with us for an enjoyable experience with delicious food, drinks, and great company at Summer Splash. Entry fee only $15 with a complimentary drink up until 3 p.m. for Summer Splash at the Fortune Hotel. Indulge in our flavor-filled rum punch, party with Dominica's hottest DJs and live bands every single weekend. While you're there, don't forget to ask about the summer staycation rates on a romance getaway, sneak away, or a family weekend getaway. Call 448-5000 for more information. Sizzle this summer with the Fortune Hotel.
This Summer Splash is brought to you through the kind compliments of
Kubli, Lounge, Value Every Moment, Fine Foods, Smirnoff, Johnny Walker, Wabade Rum, El Dorado, and 365 MMP.
Chic clients for over 30 years.
Chic is owned by Grace Kennedy, one of the Caribbean's largest conglomerates.
Grounded on a tradition of excellence,
honesty,
integrity,
and trust,
Chic offers competitive rates,
special discounts,
quick claim settlements,
and no third-party deductible. Chic, your insurance place from Grace Kennedy, is located in Roseau and Portsmouth with friendly, courteous, and efficient staff ready to serve you.
Every day, you upgrade different aspects of your life. Isn't it time to upgrade your insurance?
Get Chic and experience insurance at its best.
Call us in Roseau on 440-8662
or in Portsmouth on 445-4291.
Chic, your insurance place from Grace Kennedy.
Kadaz Lipso Seniors Performers Towards. Be part of the NCCU Kadaz Lipso Eliminations 2014 on Saturday, August 16th, Harlem Plaza, 7:30 p.m. Registration is only $20 and is presently open and closes on the night of the show, August 16th. Registration forms are available at all NCCU branches and online. Participants will be judged on two verses and two choruses in either playback, self-accompaniment, or with the house band. Entrance only $5 and the top 20 will move to the grand finals. The NCCU Kadaz Lipso Eliminations, August 16th, Harlem Plaza, 7:30 p.m. See press for details. Partners include Mapping 2K4, Digicel, Kubuli, ACS, New India Assurance, Adden Sounds, Muzai Pharmacy. The Prime Minister, Honorable Roosevelt Skerritt, the Tebo Village Council, and the headline sponsor, Digicel, present Tebo Feast 2014. Come and enjoy the most hyped village feast of the year from August 2 to August 4. We commence from Saturday, August 2 with the Kubuli Big Truck Jam in the village, followed on Sunday, August 3 with the church service, football, and cricket matches. On the same day in the afternoon, the grand climax of the Big Beach Bash on August Monday at the Tebo Beach. There will be lots to eat and drink, live entertainment from the Fanatic Band. Event starts from 10 a.m. till. There will be a treasure hunt, domino competitions, and lots more. All roads lead to the Tebo Feast. Tell your friends to come together and party with the village of Tebo.
We have another 20 minutes here. And I want to zero in somewhat on the activity taking place in Point Michelle and other surrounding communities as well. I must say that, but people are very concerned. That a group of young men, if you will, or women, entering people's homes, and the focus seemed to be flat-screen TVs. Only yesterday I was told, or Saturday night, somebody's scooter was stolen from their premises. And it seems to be going on and on and on. Now the question is, what is the police doing? Are they doing enough? I guess the question we'll have to answer some other time. Carlo John Baptist was telling me that the priest even mentioned it during church service yesterday. Carlo John Baptist, good morning.
Hi, Matt. Morning to you. What's up?
Good morning.
Well, of course, very, very interesting. Yesterday, during his family, Father Peter Wamatutu, our parish priest, said that he's very concerned that when he came to Point Michelle, he could literally park his vehicle in his garage and go upstairs and leave his doors open and nothing would have happened. But he said, as of now, he can no longer do that. So he was calling on the parents because we had first communion yesterday. 28 young kids made the first communion yesterday. So he was asking the parents to take control of the children, take control of them at a very early age. Because if they do not do that, then they will grow up to become...
Apparently, Carlisle, what seemed to be happening, some of these kids, children, if you will, are taking control of their parents and not the parents taking control of them.
Which is very, very unfortunate. I mean, the things that I've been hearing in the community, Matt, it's alarming. It's really, really alarming. I mean, remember some time ago, this guy, Jackson Donglodbo, he went to do some messages, and as he was coming back, his gold chain was snatched from his neck. I mean, I when it shall become more than Hollywood. As we're moving across, Barbara Fortune, her home was ransacked, and all her gold that she left there was stolen from a property. Then we had this guy in my area in Brito, his flat screen TV was stolen. He made a report to the police. My understanding is that he went and he purchased another one or something to that effect. Sometime last week, during broad daylight, he went out to do something and his flat screen TV, a new one he had, was stolen again.
No, but even to make it worse, Carlisle, and I've not confirmed it, but a few people have reported it to me, that the court's delivery truck came to deliver a few televisions or something in the area. And in the bright of light, while the delivery truck is delivering, guys are attempting or stealing from that truck. Come on.
Well, they were not attempting, you know, Matt. They stole because what seems to have happened is that the truck, whoever was on the truck, went to do the delivery and left the truck, obviously, unattended. And those guys...
That was careless on their part, too, huh?
Definitely careless on their part. Those guys seized the opportunity, latched on and took, I think, a 20-inch flat-screen television and it just disappeared. It just disappeared. And we have so many incidents. I mean, it's not only Point Michelle, but of late, it's becoming ridiculous in the community. People are asking, what is going on? What is happening? I mean...
But are the people in Point Michelle, because I'm sure Carlisle John Baptist, they would be aware. People in Point Michelle, you know, have a tendency, at least some of them, to talk a lot. Is the police doing anything about this?
Well, now we're starting to talk. Is the police doing their work? And I heard some elders in the community mention the names of retired police officer C.R. Green when he was one station in Point Michelle.
I heard that name yesterday.
Right, even Philip Williams from Supreme when he was one stationed in Point Michelle. And the list of good investigating police officers have been called. They're asking, what is going on? I mean, what is the police who are now stationed in Point Michelle doing? Are they doing their work? Are they doing proper investigation? Are they doing the community work? Are they out there doing what needs to be done to allay the fears of citizens and community people? That their property will not be vandalized, things will not be stolen, and that sort of thing. No one, I don't know, Matt. I don't know. I don't know. They are sitting in the police station. I don't know. Reports are being made. Are they following up on it? And can the people trust the police? That is the next question. Can you trust the police? Maybe in time gone by, you would have been able to trust the police.
But there are one or two guys that I know personally in the police station who seem to be trying their best. But is it, you know, the complete team that we need at Point Michelle? I think you need a little more aggression, a little more night patrols, if you will, and police. And I did speak to the inspector. He has expressed some concern about it. And we may see some more night patrols, some more men patrolling the village, the community in uniform.
But do you need that for you to have the patrols? All those things ought to have been done a long time ago. I mean, normally you would find during the day the police making their presence felt in the community. Are they making their presence felt in the community?
Are they intermingling? Are they interacting? Or is it that they are probably intermingling or interacting too much? Are they, some people say some of them have seen places where they ought not to be socializing and maybe having excess beverages, quote unquote.
But I don't know if I agree with you totally, Kala, as it relates to socializing. You need to socialize with the people of the community because, you know, when you socialize, people feel a little more comfortable with you, and hence you may get some information that, you know, you would not necessarily get.
No matter, mind you, I'm not saying that they ought not to be socializing, you know. I am saying that maybe the places that they find themselves, maybe it is not the best of places, or it all boils down to confidence. If the people do not have confidence in you, they will not give you information. And there are people out there with the information. There are people out there with the information, but do they have the confidence in the police?
Well, I spoke to a few young people in the community, and I have to admit, every one of them that I spoke to seemed concerned. Oh, you know, they know who's doing it, and nobody's saying anything. Those guys need to, you know, to be put away for a long time. I'm talking about people that you may want to consider as part of, you know, the group that socializes on a day-to-day together.
Exactly my point. My understanding.
But people are very concerned.
They are very concerned, and that is where, again, we need to find out what is going on. You and me, as community people, even the village council, I'm not sure if they are doing, how much can they do, and you know, that sort of thing. But, I mean, it just cannot continue to happen.
But, you know, as I said, we need to come together as a community. I'm not pointing fingers at this time. I have a few pointing at you, but a lot more pointing back at me. So you're right, Carl Alton Baptist. Maybe as a community, we need to get together.
But of course.
That has to stop.
It cannot continue to happen. You leave your house, and when you come back, your flat screen TV gone, your computer gone, your gold gone. I mean, very soon, Matt, you may find it may end up that someone will take the law in their own hands, because my understanding is that this gentleman who lost his scooter made a report and subsequently took a cutlass and then went in search of the person or persons who he said may have stolen his property. And you know what could have happened. Is that what we want to happen in the community?
But I will go further and say, Carla, Point Michelle is not the only community this is happening. I was speaking to Andre out of Sufri yesterday, and he did report that, you know, things are happening there as well. And other communities like Coptall, you know, surrounding communities around the city, even in the city, you know, a young man told me he just opened a store in that mall there, next opposite Valentine's. And last Friday or Saturday, you know, everything in that store, we're talking brand name items, what was stolen away. Never reported though by the police, but he lost over 70,000, of stuff there from that store.
Yes, Matt, I'm aware of that, and I mean everything was stolen. The man just opened his business. I mean, so I'm saying it's not only Point Michelle. There are other areas in the other community areas, but again, what is being done? Are we getting enough from the police, Matt? Are we getting enough from the police? Because, I mean, if there's a little demonstration, you see the police out there amassed, you know, with cameras, taking people's pictures, and so on. But things are happening, and we are not getting any results. So I'm saying the police now not only need to be out there when there are demonstrations, taking people's pictures, and not sending police officers overseas to spy on people and whatever, but they ought to be up in on the ground to do what is necessary and work with us, work with you, work with me, work with everybody, so we can stop this spate of criminal activities that are taking place in the country.
It just seemed to be too much at this time. Too much.
And somebody will end up taking the law in their own hands, and it's only then you will hear, well, this and that and this and that.
Yeah, you'll start seeing them putting their tapes around the crime scenes. But something has to be done, Carl Alton Baptist. Thank you very much. Point Michelle, Be each other's keeper, okay? Give me a call. We have a few more minutes. Do you think that the police is doing enough? Somebody's saying that they hope that the commissioner of police comes to the radio and interact with the people a little more. Good morning. Hello, talk to me.
Hey, Matt, morning.
Morning.
Matt, you're talking about the police chief need to come to the radio and interact a little more. I heard you and Kalai saying that the police doesn't like, the police chief doesn't like the media and certain media practitioners. So how are you going to get that to happen?
I don't know if he said he didn't like. Maybe he's not as exposed to the media as he should be.
But let me tell you, but the position he holding, he should be.
Yes.
But let me go further. I heard Kalai mention about an inspector that said that you all will see more police presence at night in uniform in your community. Now, in the city, I've been advocating for that for a long time because I grew up knowing that system where they call the police on the beat, and you would have policemen leaving the police station at 6 o'clock every evening, covering different parts of Roseau, the bank areas, the business areas. That went up maybe until the early 90s, and all of a sudden it was wiped out now where you don't see police presence at all. Now, on the weekend, I kind of monitored what was happening. Saw maybe about two or three crews of policemen, like in groups of three. They would come out on a Friday night. That has been happening for a while now. They come out on a Friday night, or Friday early evening, I should say, maybe what, 5-6 o'clock. And before it is 8 o'clock, you'd see them going back in. And now, when the people now come out, the public come out to revel out and drink their rum, and that's when you see no police at all. And I'm asking for more police presence, even in the city where you have all this activity going on, where alcohol consumption is at its highest, weekend people freeing up. Everywhere I travel, brother man, that's what I see, you know. Police come out when they know the public is coming out and using alcohol and all that kind of thing. And in Dominica, it's the reverse. The police on a Friday afternoon comes out and they go in by 8 o'clock and that's it. This is something that we need to look into, and I don't understand what Chief Carbon is doing about that department. If these people just sit down inside there, they're telling you they're sending people away to do forensic. They're telling you all kinds of funny stuff you're hearing about people going out. But that doesn't break down to crime-solving skills. You're hearing about so many unsolved murders, unsolved crimes going on in this place. What is happening? We need to know what is happening. You just heard a situation where Danny made a comment, Danny Lugay, and it's, they call it inciting murder. Mm. And then we have a situation where you have attempted murder on Gun Emmanuel, and a guy said that he was paid to do it, and nothing has been done. So is inciting murder a bigger crime than attempted murder, where two elderly people in their home, their vehicle and their home was partially, well, the vehicle was burnt out, the home was partially burnt, trying to murder two people there, and inciting murder is a bigger deal than attempted murder.
All right, well, questions will continue here. 9:56, more phone calls.
Matt, good morning.
To you, sir.
Matt, the police have some fundamental problems. They do not have a culture of communication. They have a bad relations with the public. Just like we have the saying in tourism, tourism is everybody's business. Policing is everybody's business. The police come on a scene, they shoo the public away. Get out of our way, we're coming to do police business. They do not. The public is not inclusive. They do not feel happy to assist the police. This is a fundamental problem, a serious problem. The police have to change their image. They have to make the public feel that they're part of the policing. Good morning.
Good morning, too. Good morning. Somebody's saying here to me on a WhatsApp message, Matt. Let's see if I can go to this. It's a little long, a little lengthy. Good morning, Matt. Isn't just robbers. It's physical attacks as well. Matt, the police are lame. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. For the most part, two well-known good citizens were attacked recently even on an 84-year-old as well. People exercising on the road being attacked. A serious approach has to be taken. The Bayfront is becoming a place not fit for family leisure or relaxation. Let's have some consultation on fighting crime. Good morning on the telephone.
Yes, ma'am, it's me again.
Yes, sir.
high unemployment, rising poverty equals increasing crime, Matt. I'm not a sociologist, but if you check with any one of them, they will tell you that that is a recipe for crime. The other thing, Matt, is it would seem to me from the action that I've taken in the past couple of months and weeks, Matt, that it takes Mr. Anthony Astafan to instruct the police to take action. It would seem to me from the actions and the behavior of the police over the past couple of months that unless Mr. Astafan instructs them to do something, they don't do anything. So I would like to ask the Commissioner of Police, why is he taking taxpayers' money and functioning at the behest of Mr. Anthony Astafan?
We have two more minutes here. Let's take another phone call. Good morning.
Yes, hello. Good morning, Ma.
Yes.
Okay, to me, the police I find in our country are too lenient and they're too lazy. That's what I find.
All right, thank you. Mr. Keller Williams' bus windscreen was ripped off in Ansbato. Ansbato is an area a little off Point Michelle. Was ripped off and a report was made to the police, and up till now, police has not visited the person in charge of Kello's property. Good morning, hello.
Hi, good morning, Matt.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the young man that lost all that from the boutique that just opened.
Yes.
You know what I mean? One thing that, you know what I mean, the police is very slow in acting. They let you do the work and then try to do the work in fact, and then they try to go on that. But then from day on, they look at nobody as suspects. You know what I mean?
So what are they telling you? You've lost over $70,000 worth of stuff from that store. What are they telling you?
I've not been hearing anything.
How many weeks ago that happened?
2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks. And there's nothing, no developments, nothing. I'm just waiting for a call from them. I'm not hearing anything. You know what I mean? One of the things, though, is that, you know what I mean, a lot of people, a lot of times, like, you know, we have these vehicles of moving around with all these tins. You don't know who is in there, what's in there, who's carrying anything in there. That is a significant thing that people need to look at. The police need to start taking off the tint, giving these people tickets for all this tint on this car with zero visibility in the car. You can't see nobody. You don't know if it's a criminal looking at you. You know what I mean? Parked there for the longest while, monitoring you in your business place to try something on you. You know what I mean? A lot of things have to be done.
Well, continue with that.